Shalom Aleichem, thank you for joining. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shabbos Zayin, Shabbos 7, pagination page 13, but we will start with one line from the previous Amud. On the bottom of Vav Amud Beis 6b, pagination 12, counting up from the bottom about 7 lines, Aval Yam Ubika Veoistivonis Vehakarmelis. These four cases which are listed we'll explain in a moment. Einon Lokirshus Hayachid Velokirshus Harabim. We're describing cases of things that are neither a Rishus Hayachid, a private domain, nor a Rishus Harabim, a public domain. And these items are called Karmelis. The source of the word Karmelis is interesting. Tosfos on Amud Aleph of Vav tells us that the word Karmelis comes from Rach Umol, which means lo lach velo yovesh, neither wet nor dry. And Karmelis is something that's neither wet nor dry. It's not private. It's not public. It's like something in between. Others say that it comes from the word armalta, which means widow. A woman who's not married, but she's not a basula either. Something in between. She's like a new status. And that's the concept of Karmelis. Going back to the Gemara one line that we just did on Vav Amud Beis, Yam, an ocean, Ubika, or a valley, fields, Voistavanis, or the area in front of the storekeepers, the Hakarmelis, or the Karmelis, which we'll explain in a moment what that extra word comes to include. All of these things are called Karmelis, and they have a special rule, as we saw on Amud Aleph, that they are not going to be deoraisa, they're not biblical. You're not allowed to take from the private domain into the Karmelis, or vice versa, or Rishus HaRabim to the Karmelis, or vice versa. But if you did, it is not a biblical violation. Let's go on to today's daf, Zayin Amud Aleph 7a, pagination 13. Dropping down about 8 or 9 lines, you'll see at the end of a line a 2 dots, and then Vehakarmelis Atu. And the Gemara asked the question that we alluded to a moment ago, Vehakarmelis. You're telling me a 4th case in the list of Karmelis, which is called Karmelis. Asked the Gemara, Atu kulu nami lav Karmelis ninhu. Aren't all the cases of Karmelis? Ki aser avdimi am Rabbi Yechanan lo nitzruch. It's coming to include an extra case of Karmelis, a reminder, there's another case. Ela lekeren zavis hasmucha l'rishus harabim. It's a special corner that is by the Rishus HaRabim. It theoretically would be part of the public domain. Rashi explains that the house was built a little bit in, and the person allows people, he left an area to be Rishus HaRabim, but it's not normal, easy usage to the people of Rishus HaRabim. It's not easy usage. It indents. It has a barrier. The house juts out. However, we learn Karen Zavis, but it's not easy usage. Afal gav de zimnin de dach ki bei rabim. Even though there are times that the public push there because it's crowded and they make use of that area, va'aylu ligavon, they go into it, kema delo nichatash mishtei, but it's not normal usage, ki Karmelis dummy, it's included in the category of Karmelis. So it was very interesting that normally we talk about a rishus, a domain, we look for walls, we look for fences, we look for barriers, and over here we're being introduced to the concept that something could very well look like a rishus harabim, but when you analyze the geography of the area, you realize that it's not easy to use it. It's off to the side. Later on the Amud, there's an example of where they have posts, where they arrange their wares and display the products that they want to sell. So that area also, it's not considered a Rishus HaRabim. It's considered a Carmelis. Because even though it is in the same area without barriers as the Rishus HaRabim, but it doesn't have the same easy usage as the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it gets downgraded to the Carmelis status. The Gemara over here is describing something that would appear to be a Rishus HaRabim, but it gets downgraded to a Carmelis because it isn't easy to use. And this fits the category that we mentioned, a sea, ocean, open fields, the storekeeper area in front of their store where they do commerce. These things are all, they may look Rishus HaRabim-like as far as the fact that they don't have walls, but they really aren't Rishus HaRabim. They're a different category. On the top of the Amud, just before where we started now, still on Zayin Amud Aleph, 7a at the top, we have a case that's fascinating in that it's like the reverse. It's a Rishus HaYochid case that becomes similar to a Carmelis. What is the concept of a Carmelis? So you're not allowed to transfer from it to a Rishus HaYochid or to a Rishus HaRabim. And also, inside the Carmelis, you're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos, more than 4 Amos, approximately 7 feet would be your limit. So on the top of the Amud over here, we have a case called Karpef. Karpef is an area that is fenced in, so theoretically it would become a Rishus HaYochid, a private domain, but it doesn't become a private domain because the Rabbanon made a legislation against it because it was lo hukaf ledira, it was not enclosed for purposes of residency. People don't intend to live there. It's fenced in. A person had firewood there. He fenced it in. But it's not a residence. And therefore, Chazal said, it's not considered a Rishus HaYochid. So even though it's fenced in, but it becomes what's called a Karpef, which in certain ways is very similar to a Carmelis, but it's the reverse. It's not a Rishus HaRabim that's underused and therefore becomes a Carmelis. In this case, it's a Rishus HaYochid, which doesn't quite meet the Rabbanon's parameters for a Rishus HaYochid, and therefore has certain restrictions. Let's take a look at the text, second line of the Amud, Amr Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, Karpef yosem beis asayim, a karpef that's more than a certain area, beis asayim, shalohukaf ledira, and it was not fenced in for residency. Afilukur v'afilukurayim, even if it's very large, extremely large, hazorik lusocho chayiv, if you throw something into it from the Rishus HaRabim, from the public domain, you're going to be chayiv. It's a Shabbos violation. My time, why? Mechitzahi, it's enclosed. Elosha mechuseres de yurim, but it's missing someone to live there. It's missing a hut of residence. And therefore, they took that Rishus HaYochid and midrabbanan made it that you're not allowed to carry in it. But midoraisa, it certainly is fenced in, regardless of how big it is. It's fenced in. And therefore, it's considered midoraisa or Rishus HaYochid, a private domain. This is something that's going to come up in different places. We always have to pay attention, regardless of what the halacha is, in terms of that you're not allowed to carry there, but what is it midoraisa? And midoraisa, it's a Rishus HaYochid. And therefore, you're not allowed to transfer from the Rishus HaRabim to it. But within a Carmelis, you are allowed to carry what we described as the Dalet Amos, the 7 feet. And that's important to know. Sometimes you take your children to a playground and you want to lift the child onto a swing. So you're wondering, is that called carrying? So the entire area is a Carmelis. The area in front of the swing itself, everything there is a Carmelis. And therefore, putting the child on the swing is perfectly fine on Shabbos. Let's stop there. Have a wonderful day.